Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I guess we had no reason to be pessimistic yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
It was just going to, you know, have to wait a few extra years.
Sure, long extra.
That's all right. That's all right. Need some prep time.
Got to get ready.
That's cool. That's cool.
Get ready, man. Lot to do. Still got to build an airport.
So yesterday at this time, it was going to be announced future dates. You didn't know how far in the future they were going to push out. Didn't necessarily look like Kansas City would be in the immediate mix. Well, it turned out they aren't in the immediate mix. But 2023 does give the city enough time to put together what's become a very massive undertaking and a very massive event for the NFL.
Well, we were just kind of talking about this before the show, and the NFL draft has quickly become the second Super Bowl for the NFL. I think it's surpassed the scouting combine. I think it's surpassed any other, like the Pro Bowl or any kind of nonsense that they have, you know, regarding other big events that the NFL puts on. So I think this has now become, not slowly, not, you know, overnight, but I guess, yeah, really overnight, it's become the second biggest event that the NFL puts on. And I was sharing a story with you guys off the air that I think it happened almost by mistake that this NFL draft became this major event that we're seeing right now. And I remember being there in 2013 when the Chiefs had the number one draft pick. And that was the first time they really did the quote unquote red carpet type thing where they had the big parade of guys on, you know, Thursday night and everybody kind of came down. And I really think that draft,
was that the first Thursday nighter?
I think it was, Josh. I think it
Where they took it to Thursday night primetime.
Right. I think it
was round one.
Yeah, I think it was. And they had that movie Draft Day that we're boycotting still here in Kansas City.
I have not seen it.
I will continue to boycott that movie here in Kansas City because they told us at the Super Bowl that year that we weren't a big enough town
to talk to Kevin Costner.
Yep. And I said, well, we're not a big enough town to watch your stupid movie then. And it fell flat on its face. Not one of Kevin Costner's better works. And I think it really kind of happened organically overnight.
If Jennifer Garner were to switch opinions and want to come on the show, I think I'd say yeah.
I'd bring her on.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I'd watch the movie.
Right.
I'd still bring her on the show.
Kevin Costner, Jennifer Garner, I think there was one other actor, and they told us that Kansas City wasn't a big enough market.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
It's a movie about the NFL, and we're one of your NFL markets.
Right.
We're not big enough for it. Okay, so yeah, I haven't watched the movie.
Go enjoy Cleveland. Yeah, go enjoy Cleveland on that one. But I think the way that this all happened, though, I was telling you, if I'm not mistaken, like this whole thing of the draft moving from city to city ultimately happened, I think, by mistake. And I think what had happened was the Royals won that World Series in 2015, and the first draft to be moved was the following year in 2016, because I remember going to Chicago and talking to Ben Zobrist after the Royals had won the World Series. And we sat down and talked for about a half hour inside the Cubs clubhouse. So I'll always remember that first draft in Chicago was in 2016. And I believe, I feel like this is the right story on this, that like Radio City was booked that weekend for the draft moving forward or something like that. Like it was the venue was full already. Something had been booked ahead of time when the NFL wanted it for the draft. And so the NFL said, all right, let's just go to Chicago for the year and see what happens.
Like Hamilton or something?
I don't remember. It may, honest to God, it may have been the Spring Rockettes performance, if I'm not mistaken. Again, there's bits and pieces of the story. It's been so long ago. And so they didn't know what to do. So they said, well, let's go to Chicago and see what happens there. And the draft was in Chicago for a couple of years. And they realized, I think we may be onto something here. This is pretty cool.
Other places want this?
Other places may want this. Because for the longest time, the draft was Saturday and Sunday. It was in a hotel in New York City. And it was very boring. And there wasn't anybody there.
Just mad Jets fans.
Yeah, that's all it was.
A group of loud mad Jet fans.
Yeah,
that's about it, right?
A bunch of drunk Jet fans complaining about their team, and so which they still do to this day. But then they had it in Chicago, and I remember being at that draft in Chicago, Josh, and I remember the red carpet aspect of it and all the kind of the cool things that went around. I'm like, this is pretty awesome, man. Like, Thursday night at the draft is really one of the coolest things in sports that I've been to. And I've had the fortune of going to Super Bowls and Final Fours. But that Thursday night of the draft, both in New York and Chicago, I'm like, this is pretty awesome. And in New York, that Thursday night wasn't that big a deal because it's New York City and there's other things going on. And it was the first year and people didn't really know what to expect. And they just walked down the street and into the building. It wasn't that big a deal, right? And then Chicago took it to a new level where they're out in Bryant Park and everybody's, you know, having a good old time and moms and dads and everybody's dressed up. And I'm like, oh, this is like the Oscars. They're doing it like the Oscars. And they had the red carpet. They walked across the street into the theater. I'm like, all right, we're on to something. And then, you know, then Philadelphia had their chance at it. And boy, they blew everybody away. Dallas, just like every other event in Dallas, is a nondescript event in Dallas. Do you feel that way too? Like every event in Dallas to me is just like a nondescript event.
I know we're supposed to be impressed by Dallas. The Cowboys Stadium is nice and it's grandiose and whatever, but every event I've been to there, I'm like, eh.
It's just a meh type of deal. Like nothing.
They get a lot of events and they have a lot of money to spend and they have all those things. Other than that, I don't find it to be of much interest.
I really don't. Like, other than the Kennedy stuff that is in Dallas, there's really like no history there. There's just like nothing there. Like, you go to Dallas, you're like, so what do we do here? So they had the nondescript one down in Dallas, and then they had this past one and in Nashville, which was just rock solid, rock star central, man. $160 million the city made or whatever it was off of that Nashville draft over the last couple of weeks. And so you saw this thing just become big before your eyes, and I think it just happened by accident. And if the Rockettes weren't performing that weekend in New York City, maybe we never get the draft like this where it starts to move around and become this big spectacle for the NFL. And so I think when you're looking back and you're going, how did the draft become so big? I think you got to credit the Rockettes and say, kick those legs higher, ladies, and let's go. Because if they weren't out there booking Radio City Music Hall, we probably aren't sitting here today with the draft coming to Kansas City in 2023. And that's a great thing, man. And it's a good thing to give us a little bit more time because there still are things to get ready. We still need to finish, you know, the new Lowe's Hotel. The airport's supposed to open in 2023. Of course, it was supposed to open in November of 2021. And anything that's left up to the city and what's going on now in Kansas City, I don't trust. So I hope the airport's open by that time. And I think there may be another hotel. Like I said yesterday, there's talk of a 5-star Hyatt hotel opening downtown, which would give Kansas City its first ever 5-star hotel. And so there are a couple of big projects that are still on the table to take Kansas City to even a better level than we're at right now. And if those are done on time like they're supposed to be, and then having the NFL draft here in 2023 really makes sense. I like the fact that the NFL built in a couple of years for us, Josh, to make sure that everything is up to date in Kansas City.
And transportation?
Yeah. I mean, well, it's going to be at Union Station, so you're going to have the streetcar just running
constantly. You are going to have that, but I think the transportation updates and make sure people can get around and all those things are an issue for the World Cup.
Yeah.
In 2026.
That's right.
And I'm guessing similar type questions were asked for, you know, can you get your way of moving people through the city, mm-hmm, aside from putting one or two people in a 4 or 5 or 7 passenger vehicle,
right,
to, like we all do, drive around Kansas City.
Sure, sure.
I mean, that's something you need to do when there's visitors in town, right?
Right.
So can you adequately move visitors around? I know that's a question that that they're posing in terms of Kansas City being viable for the World Cup.
Right.
I'm guessing similar type things. Hey, get your transit up to snuff so we can get people, you know, around your city.
Well, and the thing for the World Cup is, how are you going to get people from downtown Power and Light out to Arrowhead? That's the big question, right?
Sure.
There, that you're going to have for the World Cup.
And then the airport, same thing.
And how are you going to get people from the airport, yeah, to downtown?
You got some time to do some of these things. And hopefully too, some of these big events like this do spur, like, a timetable,
yeah,
for getting some of these
up,
things,
yeah,
that should happen in Kansas City anyway.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully big spots on the calendar.
Puts a deadline at it. When
helps,
do things get done?
When there are deadlines.
When there's deadlines. Yeah. Absolutely, when there's deadlines. And I think the good thing about it, though, man, since that streetcar has gone in, the growth on the streetcar line has been insane. Like, things have sprouted up. The development on the streetcar line is like, you know, 17 times more than anywhere else downtown. And the good news about the streetcar, where the draft is going to be held at Union Station and at the World War One Memorial, is that the new Lowe's Hotel, Tammy's, Weston and Sheridan, like, all of those are right there. The Weston and Sheridan, within walking distance to Crown Center or to Union Station and the Lowe's Hotel, and most of the new hotels that have been built in downtown Kansas City, Josh, are built along that streetcar line. So you just have to walk out of your hotel, get on the streetcar, take that down to Union Station. And I think being downtown, and once you're downtown and you're staying at one of the downtown hotels, you're never going to have to worry about driving. And even if you want to walk, Kansas City downtown is from Union Station to Power and Light is very walkable if you want to walk, 10 blocks or whatever it is. So you can get that taken care of as well. But that streetcar is going to provide so much free transportation for so many visitors that are staying in the hotels along the streetcar line that I just think it's really, really, really going to benefit Kansas City. And I think people are going to see that and recognize, maybe we can do some more big events. And when the new ballpark gets built downtown, another All-Star game will be coming to Kansas City as well. I had somebody tell me yesterday, wouldn't it be cool if the new ballpark is officially done by 2023 and we've got the Royals downtown and all of the other stuff going on? And, you know, people can say what they want about the ballpark. It's happening. It's going to be privately financed. It's going to be built. I don't know that it's going to be built by 2023, but how cool would that be to have a Royals game that night as well, where everybody could kind of walk over and do that and have the hubbub of the world taking place right here in Kansas City.
So Vegas next year, Cleveland in 2021, to be determined in 2022, and then Kansas City. So there's a little gap. There's nothing on the docket for 2022. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network.
My understanding is what the NFL wants to do, Judy, is go a little city, big city, and kind of alternate, obviously, Nashville and then Vegas next. They're basically saving a spot for a bigger city. And some of the ones that have been mentioned to me, Boston potentially with the Patriots hosting, that would be one. Washington, D.C. with the Redskins. Maybe Houston with the Texans, although usually these are reserved for teams that do not host Super Bowls. But figure that 2020 spot is saved for one of the bigger NFL cities.
I don't know why he called me Judy, but 2022, a to be determined with a something bigger in mind.
Yeah, you said Los Angeles, and so I looked it up. The Super Bowl's in Los Angeles in 2020, so it's not going to be LA.
So that won't happen, because I was thinking, 2022 I think is when that new stadium opens in LA. Yeah. That would make a lot of sense. They're saving it for their entertainment district, whatever they build around there, because it's a complex, right, with the whole thing around it. But they're getting the Super Bowl, so that's
they're not going to do the Super Bowl in February and then the draft in April.
No,
they got
their big event.
Yeah.
They got their big event. So 2022 to
London or Mexico City.
Oh, boy. I wouldn't be shocked.
London or Mexico City.
That would be big.
Who's coming up with the most money? Do you think the NFL would do that? That would be a way to make a big-time event international. And I don't want the Super Bowl to be international. I'll be very, what's that where you love your country?
Xenophobic.
Yeah, I was going to say something else, and it was not going to be a good choice of words that I was going to use. That was going to be the wrong thing. So xenophobic. I'm going to be very xenophobic on this one. The Super Bowl doesn't belong in another country. Now, if you want to take the draft to another country besides Binkley, I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay if you want to take that big event and you want to have that on the international stage. I'd be okay with that. I wouldn't mind the NFL draft going to London or Mexico City if that means we're not putting the Super Bowl in London or Mexico City, because that just does not need to happen.
Although that could be a trial balloon to see if we can do that too.
But don't be surprised if London or Mexico City are one of the...
I like the tinfoil-ish.
Yeah. You leave that open? Yeah. Why would you leave that date open? Now, I understand why 2023 works for Kansas City. The airport's supposed to be done, allegedly, in 2023.
Well, if you go every other year, big, regular.
You went New York, Chicago, Philly, Dallas.
Yeah. Well, now they're saying, Vegas, Cleveland, big, Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It feels like that they're making up a theory as they're going.
But
also, New England's been talked about for a long time, too.
Yeah,
much in the same vein as
we don't need that there.
Much in the same vein as Kansas City. Felt like they were going to get one at some point in time. So whether or not that's 2022 remains to be seen. But
I wait to see what happens with Kraft's court case,
I guess. Conspiracy, though. London or Mexico City.
I'd rather have it in London or Mexico City than New England.
Who wouldn't?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.